Father God, creator of heaven and earth, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I come as a sinner seeking forgiveness and cleansing from all sins committed against you and others made in your image. I honor my earthly father and mother and all of my ancestors of flesh and blood and of the spirit by adoption and godparents. But I utterly turn away from and renounce all their sins. I forgive all my ancestors for the effects of their sins on my children and me. I confess and renounce all of my own sins. I renounce and rebuke Satan and every spiritual power of his affecting my family and me. I renounce and forsake all involvement in Freemasonry or any other lodge or craft by my ancestors and myself. I renounce witchcraft, the principal spirit behind Freemasonry, and I renounce Baphomet, the spirit of Antichrist, and the curse of the Luciferian doctrine. I renounce the idolatry, blasphemy, secrecy, and deception of Masonry at every level. I specifically renounce the insecurity, the love of position and power, the love of money, avarice or greed, and the pride that would have led my ancestors into Masonry. I renounce all the fears that held them in Masonry, especially the fears of death, fears of men, and fears of trusting in the name of Jesus Christ. I renounce every position held in the lodge by any of my ancestors, including Tyler, Master, Worshipful Master, or any other. I renounce the calling of any man master, for Jesus Christ is my only Master and Lord, and he forbids anyone else having that title. I renounce the entrapping of others into Masonry and observing the helplessness of others during the rituals. I renounce the effects of Masonry passed on to me through any female ancestor who felt distrusted and rejected by her husband as he entered and attended any lodge and refused to tell her of his secret activities. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the first or entered apprentice degree, especially their effect on the throat and tongue. I renounce the hoodwink, the blindfold, and its effect on emotions and eyes, including all confusion, fear of the dark, fear of the light, and fear of sudden noises. I renounce the secret word Boaz and all it means. I renounce the mixing and mingling of truth and error and the blasphemy of this degree of Masonry. I renounce the noose around the neck, the fear of choking, and also every spirit causing asthma, hay fever, emphysema, or any other breathing difficulty. I renounce the compass point, sword, or spear held against the breast, the fear of death by stabbing pain, and the fear of heart attack from this degree. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now pray for the healing of Harry Peck and all his ancestors. The throat, vocal cords, nasal passages, sinus, bronchial tubes, etc., and for healing of the speech area and the release of the Word of God to me and through me and to my family. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the second or fellow craft degree of Masonry, especially the curses on the heart and chest. I renounce the secret words, Jachin and Shibboleth, and all that these mean. I cut off emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, and deep anger from my family and me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of the chest, lung, heart area, and also for the healing of my emotions, and ask to be made sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the third or Master Mason degree, especially the curses on the stomach and womb area. I renounce the secret words, Maya Bone, Makabe N, Makbina, and Tubal Cain, and all that they mean. I renounce the spirit of death from the blows to the head enacted as ritual murder, the fear of death, false martyrdom, fear of violent gang attack, assault or rape, and the helplessness of this degree. I renounce the falling into the coffin or stretcher involved in the ritual of murder. I renounce the false resurrection of this degree, because only Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. I also renounce the blasphemous kissing of the Bible on a witchcraft oath. I cut off all spirits of death, witchcraft, and deception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of the stomach, gallbladder, womb, liver, and any other organs of my body affected by masonry. I ask for a release of compassion and understanding for my family and me. I renounce and forsake the oaths taken and the curses involved in the Holy Royal Arch degree of Masonry, especially the oath regarding the removal of the head from the body and the exposing of the brains to the hot sun. I renounce the Mark Lodge and the mark in the form of squares and angles, which marks the person for life. I also reject the jewel or talisman that may have been made from this mark sign and worn at lodge meetings. I renounce the false secret name of God, Jabalon, and the password, Ami, Ruhamah, and all they mean. I renounce the false communion or Eucharist taken in this degree, and all the mockery, skepticism, and unbelief about the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. I cut off all these curses and their effects on my family and me in the name of Jesus Christ, and I pray for healing of the brain, the mind, etc. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 18th degree of Masonry, the most wise sovereign knight of the Pelican, and the eagle and sovereign prince Rose Croix of Herodom. I renounce and reject the Pelican witchcraft spirit, as well as the occult influence of the Rosicrucians and the Kabbalah in this degree. I renounce the claim that the death of Jesus Christ was a dire calamity, and also the deliberate mockery and twisting of the Christian doctrine of the atonement. I renounce the blasphemy and rejection of the deity of Jesus Christ, and the secret words, Igne, Natura, Renovatur, Integra, and its burning. I renounce the mockery of the communion taken in this degree, including a biscuit, salt, and white wine. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 30th degree of Masonry, the Grand Knight Kadash and the Knight of the Black and White Eagle. I renounce the password, Stibium, Akabar, and all it means. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 31st degree of Masonry, the Grand Inspector, Inquisitor, Commander. I renounce all the gods and goddesses of Egypt which are honored in this degree, including Anubis with the ram's head, Osiris, the sun god, Isis, the sister and wife of Osiris, and also the moon goddess. I renounce the soul of Cheres, the false symbol of immorality, the chamber of the dead, and the false teaching of reincarnation. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the 32nd degree of Masonry, the sublime prince of the royal secret. I renounce Masonry's false Trinitarian deity, Om, and its parts, Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer. I renounce the deity of Ahura Mazda, the claimed spirit or source of all light, and the worship with fire, which are an abomination to God, and also the drinking from a human skull in many rites. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the York Rite of Freemasonry, including Mark Master, Past Master, Most Excellent Master, Royal Master, Select Master, Super Excellent Master, the Orders of the Red Cross, the Knights of Malta, and the Knights Templar Degrees. I renounce the secret words of Joppa, Keb, Rioth, and Maher, Shalal, Hash, Baz. I renounce the vows taken on a human skull, the cross swords, and the curse and death wish of Judas of having the head cut off and placed on top of a church spire. I renounce the unholy communion, and especially of drinking from a human skull in many rites. I renounce the oaths taken and the curses and penalties involved in the ancient Arabic order of the nobles of the mystic shrine. I renounce the piercing of the eyeballs with a three-edged blade, the flaying of the feet, the madness and the worship of the false god Allah as the god of our fathers. I renounce the hoodwink, the mock hanging, the mock beheading, the mock drinking in the blood of the victim, the mock dog urinating on the initiate, and the offering of urine as a commemoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the oaths taken and the curses involved in the supreme 33rd degree of Freemasonry, the Grand Sovereign Inspector General. I renounce the secret passwords, Demolay, Hiram, Abif, Frederick of Prussia, Mika, Maka, Bilim, and Adonai, and all they mean. I renounce all of the obligations of every Masonic degree and all the penalties invoked. I renounce and utterly forsake the great architect of the universe who is revealed in this degree as Lucifer and his false claim to be the universal fatherhood of God. I renounce the cable toe around the neck. I renounce the death wish that the wine drunk from a human skull should turn to poison and the skeleton whose cold arms are invited if the oath of this degree is violated. I renounce the three infamous assassins of their grand master, law, property, and religion, and the greed and witchcraft involved in the attempt to manipulate and control the rest of mankind. In the name of God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I renounce and break the curses involved in the idolatry, blasphemy, secrecy, and deception of Freemasonry at every level. And I appropriate the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse all the consequences of these from my life. I now revoke all previous consent given by any of my ancestors or myself to be deceived. I renounce all other oaths taken in the rituals of every other degree and the curses involved. I renounce all other lodges and secret societies such as Prince Hall Freemasonry, Mormonism, the Order of Amaranth, Oddfellows, Buffaloes, Druids, Foresters, Orange, Elks, Moose, and Eagle Lodges, the Ku Klux Klan, the Grange, the Woodmen of the World, Riders of the Red Robe, the Knights of Pythias, the Mystic Order of the Veiled Prophets of the Enchanted Realm, the Women's Orders of the Eastern Star and of the White Shrine of Jerusalem, the Girls' Order of the Daughters of the Eastern Star, the International Orders of the Job's Daughters and of the Rainbow, the Boys' Order of the De Molay and their effect on me and all my family. I renounce the ancient pagan teaching and symbolism of the first tracing board, the second tracing board, and the third tracing board used in the ritual of the Blue Lodge. I renounce the pagan ritual of the point within a circle and all its bondages and phallus worship. I renounce the occult mysticism of the black and white mosaic checkered floor with the tessellated border and five-pointed blazing star. I renounce the symbol G and its veiled pagan symbolism and bondages. I renounce and utterly forsake the great architect of the universe who is revealed in the higher degrees as Lucifer and his false claim to be the universal fatherhood of God. I also renounce the false claim that Lucifer is the morning star and shining one, and I declare that Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16. I renounce the all-seeing third eye of Freemasonry, or Horus in the forehead, and its pagan and occult symbolism. I renounce all false communions taken, all mockery of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, all unbelief, confusion, and depression, and all worship of Lucifer as God. I renounce and forsake the lie of Freemasonry that man is not sinful, but merely imperfect, and so can redeem himself through good works. I rejoice that the Bible states that I cannot do a single thing to earn my salvation, but that I can only be saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus and what he accomplished on the cross of Calvary. I renounce all fear of insanity, anguish, death wishes, suicide, and death in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ conquered death, and he alone holds the key of death and hell. And I rejoice that he holds my life in his hands now. He came to give me life abundantly and eternally, and I believe his promises. I renounce all anger, hatred, murderous thoughts, revenge, retaliation, spiritual apathy, false religion, all unbelief, especially unbelief in the Holy Bible as God's Word, and all compromise of God's Word. I renounce all spiritual searching into false religions and all striving to please God. I rest in the knowledge that I have found my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that He has found me. I will burn all objects in my possession which connect me with all lodges or cultic organizations, including Masonry, witchcraft, and Mormonism, and all regalia, aprons, books of rituals, rings, and other jewelry. I renounce effects of these or other objects of Masonry, such as the compass, the square, the noose, or the blindfold, have had on me or my family in Jesus' name. I now symbolically remove the blindfold, the hoodwink, and give it to you, Lord, for your disposal. In the same way, I symbolically remove the veil of mourning. Now I symbolically cut and remove the noose from around the neck and gather that up with a cable tow running down the body and give it to you, Lord, for your disposal. I renounce the false Freemasonry marriage covenant and symbolically remove from the fourth finger of the right hand the ring of this false marriage covenant, giving it to you, Lord, to dispose of. I symbolically remove the chains and bondages of Freemasonry from my body, from my family's body. I symbolically remove all Freemasonry, regalia, and armor, especially the apron. I repent of and seek forgiveness for having walked on all unholy ground, including Freemasonry lodges and temples, including any Mormon or other occult Masonic organization. I symbolically remove the ball and chain from the ankles. I proclaim that Satan and his demons no longer have any legal rights to mislead and manipulate me or my family because I have repented and proclaimed Jesus as my Lord, my Savior, and my only source of truth. Holy Spirit, I ask that you show me anything else which I need to do or to pray so that I and my family may be totally free from the consequences of the sins of Masonry, witchcraft, Mormonism, and paganism. Now, dear Father God, I ask humbly for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, to cleanse me from all these sins I have confessed and renounced, to cleanse my spirit, my soul, my mind, my emotions, and every part of my body which has been affected by these sins, in Jesus' name. I renounce every evil spirit associated with Masonry, witchcraft, and all other sins. I command in the name of Jesus Christ for Satan and every evil spirit to be bound and to leave me now, touching or harming no one, and go to the place appointed by you by the Lord Jesus Christ, never to return to me or my family. I call on the name of the Lord Jesus to be delivered of these spirits in accordance with the many promises of the Bible. I ask to be delivered of every spirit of sickness, infirmity, curse, affliction, addiction, disease, or allergy associated with these sins I have confessed and renounced. I surrender to God's Holy Spirit and to no other spirit all the places in my life where these sins have been. I ask you, Lord, to baptize me in your Holy Spirit now, according to the promises in your word. I take to myself the whole armor of God in accordance with Ephesians chapter 6 and rejoice in its protection as Jesus surrounds me and fills me with his Holy Spirit. I enthrone you, Lord Jesus, in my heart, for you are my Lord and my Savior, the source of eternal life. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your forgiveness, and your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Blessings to be delivered from the curse of Freemasonry, witchcraft, and any other idolatry. This has been Dr. Joseph Peck, blessed to be a blessing, the connector, and the journal guy.